beckoning. I would give up anything to not remember everything about when I saw you. And I knew you were my secret love. Secret love. You pass by almost every day. I struggle.
Good morning again. Welcome back. We have Sean Stone with us. He is our cultural correspondent. He is here to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. And it is a great pleasure, as always, to welcome Sean Stone to our microphones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program, as always. You know, I'm looking at your list. I know you've seen some films. I realize, as I sit here talking to you, that I have not seen a movie this summer. I feel derelict in my duty.
Some of them you've been better off. I mean, when you've been away, I've chatted about them with Ray, and Ray reacts with horror usually. And, you know, it's just there's some of them, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll catch up with them, I guess. But it's just I feel, and it's weird because during Oscar time, I go see like a million movies. And then now I'm just kind of, another thing being blown up. I don't know if I really want to go see that.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Well, so let's talk about The Glass Castle.
It's based on a memoir by the journalist and author Jeanette Wells about her crazy childhood with her free-spirited / wildly irresponsible parents.
Okay.
They're played by Woody Harrelson and Naomi Watts. Brie Larson plays the adult Jeanette. And there's two younger actresses who play her at earlier stages who are both very good. The movie, it's set in the 50s and 60s. The story is amazing. I mean, it goes to some really wild places, some really high moments, some really, really dark stuff, as you would expect a family moving every 3 weeks ahead of the law, you know, basically, you know, and the kids... You know, not going to school and being sort of self-taught.
Right.
But the way the film is put together, the happy bits are so compartmentalized from the really dark stuff that the ending where everybody is happy and remembering, you know, Dad joyously, it's like, I just saw him like 10 minutes ago. I just saw him do the worst thing I've seen at the movies this year. So, you know, I don't know if I'm all down with this. But, you know, that's just the filmmaking. The story is amazing. Maybe you should read the book. I don't usually recommend books, but this is one you may want to read the book instead. Although all the acting is fantastic. Woody Harrelson, Naomi Watts, Brie Larson, they're all great.
Good stuff. So it's the there's one that I should probably go see.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, The Glass Castle. Then you also saw The Little Hours.
Which is a filthy-minded adaptation of the Decameron, starring Alison Brie, Aubrey Plaza, John C. Reilly, Molly Shannon. It's just delightful. It's these cloistered nuns in the Middle Ages, and they're entitled terrible people. And John C. Reilly is the very nice priest, and Dave Franco plays the stable boy on the run from the man who wants to kill him for sleeping with his wife.
All right,
and it's a lot of dirty jokes, and it's R-rated amusing.
So that's The Little Hours. Now, as you mentioned, there is a ton of stuff coming up,
and
this is, you know, it's the last gasps of summer, right?
So yeah.
A lot going on, and where would you like to begin?
We'll start out at Jacob's Pillow, because if you haven't got over to Jacob's Pillow, you ought to. It's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful, you know, campuses for the performing arts we have. And we have a lot of beautiful ones.
We do.
Trisha Brown Dance Company is currently there. You can see them today at 2 and 8 p.m., Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 8 p.m. There's more dance at PS21 in Chatham with Monica Bill Barnes and Company on Friday at 8 p.m. It's the premiere of their work, One Night Only. Also Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Low Beat on Central Avenue here in Albany, it's Khalif Neville, who is of the Neville family of New Orleans.
Neville Brothers.
He's a jazz pianist, and apparently he's fantastic. And the Victory Soul Orchestra opens, and that's at 8 o'clock on Friday. Saturday night at Mass Mocha, it's Nona Hendrix and Nick Cave. Nona Hendrix was a member of LaBelle in the 70s. And the first performance is Nick Cave. That's at 7. It's the other Nick Cave. This is the artist who has the exhibit there. And then she performs at 8 o'clock in the Hunter Center. It's from her opera about becoming a transhuman diva.
Wow.
Yeah, it's forward futuristic.
Okay,
and
I like that.
That's Saturday night at Mass Mocha. Also Saturday night at 8 o'clock, the music we heard coming in, The Egg in Albany, it's Colin Hay from the land down under. He has a great reputation as a solo performer. He's come back. He hasn't been back in a few years, but he comes back regularly. He's not, you know, he's like Richard Thompson level of just a guy and a guitar and being really entertaining.
It's Colin Hay at The Egg on Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Also Saturday night at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, a bunch of local jazz musicians are going to get together to play jazz interpretations of Bob Dylan songs. It's called Jazz in the Key of Dylan, and it will feature Keith Prey, Chuck Lamb, Lecco Morris, and the Arch Stanton Quartet. And Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Spa Little Theater, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center has a program called French Virtuosity, and it's music of Debussy, Ravel, and Chausson. And then after that, you can go get dinner and then come back to the amphitheater at SPAC and see Buffalo's own Goo Goo Dolls, who have been around forever now, right? They're like a 90s band. Aren't they?
They have been around for a long time. I last saw them, I think probably the last time they were at SPAC, where they opened for Matchbox 20.
Okay, yeah. I saw them at the Palace years ago.
And they're really good.
Yeah,
It's fun. It's a nice night.
It's a fun
night.
Show.
Who are they? Oh, that's right. Philip Phillips is opening.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
So there you go. And then beginning Monday in the MPAC Studio 1 at RPI, it's Martine Sims, An Evening with Queen White. This is a video virtual reality installation. I believe you get a tablet and some glasses. You're going to want to go to the – it looks really interesting. You should go to the MPAC site for the explanation. But this is going to be up from Monday through September 6th.
I know this is going to come off as a negative, but I really do mean it as a positive. But I love that MPAC programs in such a way that you have to go to the website
footnotes
to understand it. Yeah,
it was actually shot at MPAC with their 360 degree camera rig.
Yes.
So you know,
fascinating.
It's a homegrown thing. And then Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's free. You can take the kids to see Toy Story 3 because, you know, you want to get them back up to speed so they can start bugging you to take you to Toy Story 4, which is coming out next year.
I'm ready.
There you go. The new movies are...
Who will voice Mr. Potato Head?
I know. What are they going to do?
I don't know. Unless he already did. That could be. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, all right.
The new movies, the one that looks violent and stupid, it may be funny. It's called The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Violent and stupid.
They're pretty much selling it as that, you know, God. Samuel L. Jackson. And then there is a documentary about a STEP program in a high school in, I believe it's Baltimore. Looks very inspirational, but it looks really well shot. I've seen the trailer a couple times. Then there's Logan Lucky, which has lured Steven Soderbergh out of retirement and back to making movies. It's an indie drama about really stupid criminals, and that stars one of the credits is what's his name? James Bond. Daniel Craig. Introducing Daniel Craig. That's his credit in it. You know, so take that as you will. And then there's Wind River, which is actually from the writer of Hell or High Water. He wrote and directed this. It's about a murder on a Native American reservation in Montana in the dead of winter. And it stars Jeremy Renner, and it looks really good.
I love that the work. So that,
yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Wind River is the name of that film. You can see the entire list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. We're lucky enough to have him each and every Thursday. Sean, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.